Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our San Diego Gulls professional hockey here in San Diego hosting Country Night. That is coming up this Friday night. The voice of the Gulls, Aaron Cooney, is with us. Aaron, really nice to meet you right off the bat.
Great to meet you, everybody. Thanks for having us on.
Let's talk about this Friday.
This is something we're really excited about, a new thing. We were able to discover that we can get a live band into the bowl of the arena and play during stoppages, intermissions, pregame. So we'll have Rancho Creek that's going to join us for Country Night coming up Friday. When the Gulls take on the Bakersfield Condors at 7 o'clock, Rancho Creek will provide all that entertainment as we have going on. And we're trying to make this a real hoedown kind of feel in the arena, on the ice, with the group and everything. You're going to feel like you're coming into what is just this country music environment that we want you to be a part of Friday night at Pechanga Arena.
That also contains hockey.
You got that on top. So you got the entertainment on the ice. You got the audio entertainment. You also got $5 beers with our Light the Lamp Lager with Mason Aleworks, our friends there that have brewed that up for a specialty. So we're really looking forward to a real big night game on the ice, and then also just keeping it this country theme and having some fun on a Friday night at San Diego.
Love the idea of the live band during the game. That's such a cool idea. Aaron Cooney is with us. Aaron is the voice of the San Diego Gulls. Country Night is this Friday at Pechanga Arena. Aaron, we have something in common, you and I.
Oh, please, what is it?
Well, a brief part of my career, I was the PA announcer for the now Minnesota State Mavericks, but the Mankato State Mavericks, where I went to school in southern Minnesota. I had the hardest time with those pesky French Canadians. How do you do it? The pronunciation is like the Holy Grail for me.
Some of the European names that come through, the Russian names that come through. How do you get these names right when you have similar ones? There was one year you had two sets of brothers on a team. So trying to identify, this wild last name that they both had. And then their first name was, so you know who had the puck and what's going on. The game moves so fast. Repetition is really all I can say. You just try to get it into your head. And if you have some trouble, it's just like, oh, here's the cop out. You know, Gulls have it on the right side or Gulls have it on this
there
side.
You go.
We'll identify that guy later because
I can't have it together.
Yes.
Sure. Have you ever butchered?
Oh, there have been times. Younger, when you get through it and you're trying to figure it out. And I've been blessed with some good names, and even with our team, it hasn't been too difficult for me.
That's great.
Thankful for the GM. They had me in mind when they started drafting the players and bringing them in.
Yeah. So my first husband had a Czechoslovakian last name. So I want to see how you would pronounce this name.
I would do...
That's great, Tammy.
Because I know how they pronounce it here and how it's pronounced there.
Is it Radishka?
It's close.
Okay.
Zradichka.
Okay.
So is how it would be said there. Here is Zradica.
Okay.
Yeah. But you did it's good.
Yeah.
You did good.
So my brain goes to a couple different Czech guys that I've had. I'm like, okay, how are we.
Right.
How's this going to go?
So I would say that was passive.
Close.
It was very passing. Okay. Yes.
I had once, I worked in junior hockey, so I had a kid told us, okay, this is how we say my last name. I socked him a couple times. Good. All good. Okay. Start doing it. We start the season. We're about a quarter of the way through. Grandma comes into the press box and taps on the shoulder. You're not saying our name right.
Oh my God, I love this story.
Well, what is it? We'll get it right. And it's this. And I was like, well, just so you know, your grandson said this is how you say it. And she's like, no, hey, don't listen to him. I was like,
did you dare to correct a grandmother?
We're going with grandma.
That is awesome.
Next day, I was like, sorry, this is why we got
grandma
the rest
wins.
Of the way. She got it.
That is great. All right, Aaron, really nice to meet you. Go
nice
Gulls.
To meet you. Thank you for having us on.
Friday night, Country Night at Pechanga Arena, Gulls hockey, live music throughout the game, $5 beers.
And they're giving away tickets for Kane Brown.
Thanks, Aaron. Great to meet you. Go Gulls. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Another day that ends in Y. Oh, why not? Another Jelly Roll story.
It's totally true.
Do we talk about Jelly Roll every day?
It almost feels like it, but it's okay because it's always something cool and something new. Jelly Roll has a song in the new Sonic the Hedgehog 3 movie. Okay.
I saw the preview for that before more wicked.
Yes, it's super cute because in the video they turn him into an avatar, like he's part of the movie, and it's clearly Jelly Roll. But the song's pretty cool.
We do this everywhere we go. I think you know this ain't no one horse rodeo. I think you know when we pull up green lights, our show. I think you know that we gon' run it, run it, run it till we run out.
Here's the thing.
The animated Jelly Roll is awesome.
He's great. Matter of fact, I'll share this on our Facebook pages so that you can see it. It's so adorable. And every kid who goes to see that movie is going to be singing that song, which means their parents, in turn, will have to learn who Jelly Roll is. If they're not fans of country music, they'll have to figure it out. I love it.
Do you mean Stagecoach Headliner Jelly Roll?
Yes.
So I've never seen a Sonic movie. When I was a kid, I had a Sega game system, and I remember my dad despised seeing teenagers sitting around.
Yes.
Especially me.
Well, and video games, forget about it.
Oh, my God. I would walk in, especially a video game called Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. You know, every time I hear my husband complain about video games and all that, I pull out a picture of him sitting on the edge of my son Grayson's little twin bed. Grayson is just out of diapers and playing Mario Brothers with his dad, right? They loved it. And I'd go, remember this? Stop being so angry about it. Become a part of it with them.
Or, no offense, stop being so old sounding about it. It's true. I mean, Kurt's not that much older than I am. We grew up playing video games. There's a reason why it is a multi-billion dollar industry. There's a reason we're talking about a third Sonic movie.
And you still play
time. I think it's time to stop defending ourselves, adult men of a certain age, that we like to sit down once in a while and relax with a video game.
Yes.
That's what we did when we were kids.
I know.
Nothing wrong with that. And yes, you're about to allude that I still play video games.
Yes, I'm saying you do.
I give myself, if I can, I give myself 1 hour every, three times a week to play a game of Major League Baseball, the show.
It's no different than someone who wants to sit down and read a book for an hour, or someone who wants to sit and knit a sweater for an hour.
I will say it's even more impressive because, no offense, but reading a book does not improve your hand-eye coordination. It doesn't. Serious? I'm being serious. Why are you laughing at me? I'm being serious. There's studies that show that your son is a walking, talking example. Mm-hmm. He's got the dexterity of a freaking acrobat because of all the video games he plays.
Yes, exactly. And I'm not trying to make fun of you, John. It's just you're getting a little too defensive. You don't need to.
Anyway, Jelly Roll's in a movie.
Yeah. And you can see the video on our Facebook pages.
Get me all riled up and then try to talk me down like it was all me in the first place. Oh, John, calm down.
Yeah, right.
Hey, listen, pal. Maybe it's time to call Dr. White. 833-287-1037. We want to send you to Disneyland, and you can take your family if you like, or three of your friends, a family four-pack to Disneyland Resort, just for taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tim, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
John and producer Jessica, I have a question for you because I want your thoughts on this. An acquaintance of mine had posted this on social media. Is it normal when my husband comes home from work that he sits in the car for a while? I mean, anybody who's had a really long day at work and the moment you walk into the house, you're jumped on with tons of questions or whatever, and you're at the end of your day, you're just like, ugh. So I totally understand that. But what I want to know, if this is normal, she says that he'll stay in there for up to an hour.
There's a lot of questions that need to be asked first. Like, what's the commute like? What was traffic like? What was his day like?
Right.
Is the hour-long stay very common?
Right.
Was he on a call? Was he listening to a podcast? There's a lot that goes into that.
Producer Jessica is known to sit in her car when she comes to work for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know how long you sit in your car.
Yeah,
it kind of freaks me out, actually.
Yeah, I do it a lot. I call it my morning TikTok run, where I just want to find one TikTok that I'm enjoying, watch that, and maybe sometimes I'll even watch it if one of you two haven't gotten there yet.
Uh-huh.
And I'll watch it as I'm walking up to the office.
Oh, you do?
So
it's not like you sit there making the statement, because I totally get what you're saying, right? You want to find something that makes you feel good, funny, blah, 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 start your day off right. And if you don't come across one, you don't sit there until you find it?
I mean, I'll try for like 5 minutes, but then if there's nothing that's, usually by then I'll find something that interests me. Just something relatively interesting, whether it's a snake hatching out of an egg or somebody's Costco haul.
So why can't you do that once you get up to your office and we're not here yet? I mean, we're not here anyway.
Well, because once I get to the office, I want to work. I don't want to be distracted by my TikToks.
The parking lot at work is not work per se. It's just the parking lot at work.
Yeah, it's just the parking lot. Okay.
So I just want to let you know, when Tam and I get here once in a while, and you're in your car and you stay in your car, we come up here, it freaks us out.
Well, no, I usually, if I see,
There's been times.
When I just sit there?
10 minutes later, then you wander up, and I'm like, okay, what the hell's Jessica doing out there?
Well, now we know.
Now we know. You're watching TikToks.
Well,
I thought
it'd
be a little sexier than that, quite frankly.
Sometimes I'll be there for a couple minutes, and then Tammy will drive in. I'll be like, well, I better get to work. And that's when I'll follow Tammy upstairs.
Back to your friend, though.
Yeah.
Habitually sitting in his car for up to an hour. Mm-hmm. There's something else happening there. Well, he doesn't want to be in that house.
He says that it's stress. It's the work. He needs that time so that when he comes in, he can be a good human to his family. I kind of understand that. Like you said, if it's a long commute or you have a job where everybody's at your throat all the time, when you come through the door and your kids are running at you and you're wife is like, oh my God, they've been up to here. I've had it up to here with him.
Your problem now.
Yeah. I mean, I totally understand that because there's times that I'll come home, like Thursdays are really long days for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll walk in and if my husband starts with a, I need you to look at this. I'm like, oh God, that's always something that means that I have to look at something that's financial or I have to, you know, dig in and find something.
Right.
It's like, can you give me, just give me a few minutes? And it takes me back to when he was an electrician and he was working 12-hour days and he would come in and the kids would be all over him and he'd be like, oh, just give me a minute. So I totally understand. When does it get weird?
I think it gets weird or maybe more alarming if instead of spending an hour in your car before you go home, you spend an hour at a bar before you go home.
Mm, yeah, maybe.
Or a strip club.
Oh. Way to get really weird. Where'd that
come
from?
Another issue.
Man, I'm telling you, if you can't get home without spending an hour at the strip club.
Yes, you got problems.
There's a lot more going on. What's wrong with you back there? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Nayeli. Nayeli's in Chula Vista. Good morning, Nayeli.
Good morning.
Nayeli, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, get out of here.
Okay.
Nayeli, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. At garagedoorandgatestore.com. We'll remind you, Nayeli, that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Amanda Seyfried turned 38 yesterday. Amanda plays the lead in the movie Mamma Mia alongside Meryl Streep. What pop group are the songs of Mamma Mia based on?
Skip.
Brendan Fraser also had a birthday yesterday. Brendan won his first ever Oscar for his role as Charlie, an obese gay man in what 2022 film?
No idea.
There are two towns in America named Christmas. Which of the following is not an actual place? Christmas, Indiana, Christmas, Michigan, or Christmas, Florida?
I'm going to go Christmas, Michigan.
Mentalfloss.com put together a massive collection of Christmas trivia and reports that It's a Wonderful Life was a box office bomb when it first came out. It, of course, is now a classic. According to the movie, what happens every time a bell rings?
Santa shows up.
And finally, an Oklahoma woman was arrested for DUI after being caught driving drunk all over an airport and even on the runway. What is the biggest airport in America? Detroit International, Dallas International, or Denver International?
I'm going to go Dallas.
Let's get Tammy back in. Nayeli, what's on your agenda today?
Today, I have work in a couple minutes, so.
Okay, so speed it up, John, is what she's saying.
Let's go.
No time for chit-chat, Pally. All right, I'm sorry, Nayeli. I'll move it on. I asked Nayeli all the wrong questions today.
Way to go, John.
So, yeah, it's all me, not her. I'll change. I'm sorry, Nayeli. So let's not even focus on how she did, okay? All right. 0 for 5. Tammy, Amanda Seyfried turned 38 yesterday. Amanda plays the lead in the movie Mamma Mia alongside Meryl Streep. What pop group are the songs of Mamma Mia based on?
ABBA. ABBA, however you say their name.
That is right. 1-0. Timmy, Brendan Fraser also had a birthday yesterday. Brendan won his first ever Oscar for his role as Charlie, an obese gay man, in what 2022 film?
The Whale.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
Oh.
I've heard it's massively depressing, but he's... Well, he won the Oscar for it, so this just in. He did pretty well. 2-0. There are two towns in America named Christmas, Tammy. Which of the following is not an actual place? Christmas, Indiana, Christmas, Michigan, or Christmas, Florida?
Indiana.
Yeah, that's right. But there is a Santa Claus, Indiana.
Interesting.
3-0. Mentalfloss.com put together a massive collection of Christmas trivia and reports that It's a Wonderful Life was a box office bomb when it first came out. Of course, now it's a classic. According to the movie, what happens every time a bell rings?
An angel gets its wings.
Which
means, you've never seen it, have you?
I've still never seen it.
Oh.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
I know.
Such a shame.
I'm sorry.
So
but that means during this college alone, we've already had four angels get their wings.
Yes.
Isn't that nice?
Nice.
All right, 4-0, Tammy. And finally, an Oklahoma woman was arrested for DUI. Check this out. You think she was wasted after being caught driving drunk all over an airport and even on the runway?
Oh, Jesus.
What is the biggest airport in America? Detroit International, Dallas International, or Denver International?
Maybe Detroit, then.
You know what? I'm just surprised New York's not on that. Do you mean biggest, like, space-wise?
Yes.
Or the most that come through?
I don't mean busiest. I mean biggest.
Space-wise. I'm going to go with Dallas.
I, too, would have gone with Dallas, having landed at Dallas-Fort Worth. Yeah. And literally 45 minutes later, you're still taxiing to the gate. But it's not. It is actually Denver International, the biggest airport as far as space-wise in America. That's a tough question. Nyeli, today, Tammy wins by a score of 4-0, whatever. That means you're not going to get any of her money, but boy, do we got a great prize for you.
Yes, you're going to love this because you have 4 one-day, one-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
Yay, that's awesome.
All right, Nyeli, enjoy that. Consider that an early Christmas gift from your friends, John and Tammy.
Yes, thank you.
Unfortunately, I have to have you say this before you take off.
Hi, I'm Nyeli from Chula Vista, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
This is probably a very easy question to answer here in San Diego, but when was the last time you were a tourist in your hometown with all the things to do here? I'm still shocked when I hear people say, I've never been to the San Diego Zoo before, or I've never toured the USS Midway, but a lot of you haven't, and you live here. When was the last time you became a tourist in your hometown?
833-287-1037. John was recently in two of his hometowns because you were born in Chicago, but you also spent time growing up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and you were out doing all kinds of touristy things, like going to Soldier Field.
Yeah, Soldier Field is where the Bears play in Chicago, and I even surprised myself when I filmed a video stating that this was the first time I had seen my beloved Chicago Bears, stinky yet beloved, in Soldier Field. I've seen them all over the country, including right here in San Diego, but I never saw them in Chicago, where I'm from. So I was so excited.
Yeah.
And it was even more so, I felt so weird because there's not a lot of Bears fans out here. If you are, let me know where you all hang. It was so weird for me to be in Chicago. I'd forgotten where I was. The elevator door opened, like 30 Bears fans pile out. I'm like, hey, where are you? Oh, I'm in Chicago. Okay.
Go Bears.
it was awesome. But I was also a tourist, kind of, in my other hometown of Minneapolis, Minnesota, where I spent a good portion of my life, where my sister and brother-in-law Butch live right now. Butch asked me, what is the most touristy thing that you've never done in Minnesota? Kind of what we're talking about now. But
way to go, Butch. Thank you for this.
And it took me a while to think about it, but it's obvious. I've never toured Paisley Park. Paisley Park is Prince's studio where he created so much music, where he had like these secret underground shows in the middle of the night where people would just show up and he'd play.
Right.
He also lived there at the end of his life. And literally, it'd be a little bit of a hike, but you could walk from my sister's place to Paisley Park.
Wow.
I've never been there. I've never seen it.
That's surprising to me. Very surprising. But a very touristy thing to do.
Well, it's a museum now. The whole fence surrounding the compound is covered with flowers and purple, and We Miss You, Prince. And they're like, why haven't you gone in there and seen what it's like?
Were you nervous about going out doing touristy things in your velour tracksuits that you both were wearing over the Thanksgiving holiday? Is that what it was?
I mean...
But John's right, though. If you are from San Diego, there are so many places that could be considered a tourist destination. When was the last time you were a tourist in your own hometown. 833-287-1037.
I mean, yes, it's very touristy to go to the San Diego Zoo, but it's also one of the world's best zoos. We live here. Why wouldn't we take advantage of that? But that kind of makes us tourists. Every once in a while when I make a mistake driving and I accidentally cut somebody off or I put my signal on way too soon, I always wave to the driver who I PO'd and said, "Sorry, tourist."
He does. I can vouch for that. Although you're
14-year tourist.
Yeah, your California license plates kind of give up your lie. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Ange is in our B. Hi, Ange.
Hi, how are you?
Good. When's the last time you were a tourist in your own hometown?
Well, here in San Diego on November 23rd, and we went whale watching, and the boat that I was on, we seen orcas, and that doesn't happen in San Diego a lot. This boat, it was only their fourth time seeing them.
Oh, that's so cool.
Wow.
Man, that is so cool. When you're a tourist in your own hometown, going on a whale watching cruise, that's the epitome.
Yeah. I've lived a lot of places, and what I do when I live somewhere is I create a bucket list of all the places I want to see.
Oh, that's super smart.
I especially love it because nature is involved. Mm-hmm. I was driving my daughter when I was in Minnesota last week, and driving my daughter Julia, who lives there now, and she's like, "Look." And as we're looking up in the sky, this crystal blue, freezing cold sky, majestic, huge bald eagle just floating around the sky. You don't see that out here.
No.
That's amazing. Oh.
Absolutely amazing. It's flying like, "Hey, what's going on? How you doing?" It looks so big, I thought it was going to pick my rental car up. It's an awesome sight to behold when you're in their home, right? I mean, very cool. I felt so touristy.
So, Ange, what other places have you lived?
In Utah, Nevada, Colorado, Idaho.
Gosh, could you pick some pretty places, please? Right. Holy cow, the stuff you can see in all those states.
I have kids, too, so we make sure we get to do all the fun things.
Oh, that's so great. So smart.
And thankfully, we live in a place where there are so many things to do that you can live here a very long time and still, like, feel all touristy when you finally get to do something you've never done here in San Diego.
Right.
Back to your whale watching. Did any of the orcas breach?
Yes, lots of them. And I posted it on Instagram, so I'll send it to you
guys. Yes, please do.
That would be fantastic.
Please, please do.
Yes,
all right. I will.
Thanks for sharing that, Ange.
Of course. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
When my parents were here, when my parents first came to visit us, and my dad wanted to go on a whale watching cruise. Mm-hmm. So I hooked it up with the horn blower. We go on the cruise. We leave my house, and now it's winter, right? But it's still like 78 degrees in Rancho Bernardo. So we're all like in shorts and t-shirts. We're out in the water. Everyone's so psyched to see some whales. We see like one part of a fin.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I look over at Cabrillo Point, and there is a wall coming in. Now, I wasn't familiar with how quickly
the marine layer comes in. Woof.
So I'm like, "Oh, that should probably dissipate pretty soon." Like, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
next thing I know, we couldn't see the person next to us on the boat. We became enveloped in fog.
That's kind of scary.
It was really kind of weird. We had to turn around. We couldn't continue the cruise. And of course, my dad, nice whale watching.
Yeah. Because it's your fault, John.
The weather!
I hope that you signed up to take John and Tammy's Road to Stagecoach, and we read your name at 8:05. If you haven't, sign up right now at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
My mom is super excited to be on this morning for Ball Talk with Bonnie, where we talk about my family's fantasy football league, because it turns out my mom's been sandbagging this whole season.
Ooh.
Good morning, Mom.
Hi, how are you?
I miss you very much. Had such a wonderful visit with you. More on that in just a bit. But first, we got this.
Ball Talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
As my mother, church lady, fantasy football expert now? What the heck happened to your team, Mom?
I was so lucky.
Tammy, can you name anybody in our family fantasy football league that had a higher score than my mother's team this past week? The answer is you can't.
Okay.
Because nobody scored more points.
Wow.
Than Ball Talk with Bonnie. How about it, Mom?
Yep.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know, but it's the second time this year. That's what I was thinking, if I could get a little extra money because I won those two games.
Mom trying to wet her beak for having a couple of high scores. I love it. By the way, a little behind the scenes, I was FaceTiming on Sunday evening with my family back in Minnesota. My mom is still at my sister's house. Mm-hmm. My nephew Ben was there. My brother-in-law Butch, who we just spoke to yesterday about the velour tracksuit. My sister, Judge Gina, of course. All assembled on the screen for FaceTime, except Mom. Mom's in the back corner checking her phone. Oh, Jerry Judy. Oh, look at that score from that guy. Hey, Mom, your son's over here.
Oh, daughter's over here, too. You with your phone.
Mom, if you can bottle what you got going on right now, you're going to be a force to be reckoned with for years in this league.
That'll be the day, I'll tell you. But I'm having a lot of fun.
I want to remind you there's a game tomorrow, so plan accordingly. Please call or text if you have any questions. But it seems to me we should be calling and texting you because you are on fire right now.
Oh, it looks like I'm playing the commissioner, too. Uh-oh.
The commissioner would be her grandson, Ben.
Okay.
Mother.
I like the uh-oh.
Very important question for you.
Yeah.
I want you to be 100% honest. Will you promise me you will be?
Well, I don't know. Go ahead.
What was your favorite Thanksgiving side dish this year? Best tasting. Wish you made it yourself. It was so good.
The stuffing?
Yep. Gina made the stuffing. Didn't much care for the green bean casserole?
I love the green bean casserole. I love the corn dish, whatever that was, the corn pudding.
Mm-hmm. Whatever that was.
I loved it all. Yes, I did. Yes, I did love the green bean casserole.
But number one is the stuffing.
Yep. Sorry. I had it for breakfast 3 days in a row.
Wow. Good for you.
I will say this. I kind of knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Because my sister, I don't know what she did this year.
Yeah.
But oh my God, I am salivating thinking about that stuffing right now. Even my daughters who are vegan, this is not a vegan stuffing. Yeah. And they're like, oh, I wish we could just go back one day and eat meat. Mom, I love you. Get home safely. Aww. I know you're excited to get back to New York where it's gray and cloudy and snowy. So please fly safe. I hope the travel day is seamless for you today, okay?
Thank you. So do I. And just have a happy after Thanksgiving, okay? Everybody stay healthy.
Okay.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Ball Talk.
With John's mom, Bonnie.
All right, good luck this week, Mom. I love you.
Honey, take care of yourself, both of you. You've got a lot of work ahead of you.
Oh, you're so sweet, Bonnie. Love you, sweetie.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Mom's talking about the Country Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon that starts tomorrow.
Tammy's College of Hollywood. Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Stephanie in Bankers Hill. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hey, would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Please leave, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Stephanie, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. A reminder to you, Stephanie, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
Happy birthday to Jenna Dewan Tatum, who is the ex-wife of her Step Up co-star. Who is he?
Channing Tatum.
Gwen Stefani says she wouldn't be who she was today if not for the song Don't Speak.
Don't speak. No, it's what you said. So please stop explaining. Don't tell me 'cause you're hurt.
What band that Gwen was the lead singer for did that song?
No Doubt.
Brenda Lee recorded Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree when she was just 13 years old. Finished the lyric to the song. Later, we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some blank.
I have no idea.
Elton John says he has lost his sight following an eye infection earlier this year. What was the name of the 2019 musical biopic about the life of Elton John?
Oh, shoot. I watched that one. Rocket Man.
And finally, Amanda Seyfried turned 38 yesterday. What was the name of the 2009 film that Seyfried was in with Megan Fox, where Fox plays a demonically possessed high school student who kills her male classmates and devours their flesh in order to survive, while her bookworm best friend, Anita, played by Seyfried, must find a way to end her killing spree?
I don't know.
Sounds delightful. Let's get Tam back in. Stephanie, what you got going on today?
I am driving to work right now.
Okay, what do you do?
I am a teacher up in Escondido at Rose Elementary.
Oh, love nice. When teachers call us. We've got so many teachers calling us. I think we might have the most educated audience in the world, Tammy.
I love it.
I agree.
Stephanie, thank you for what you do, man. We appreciate teachers. Teachers are heroes. Tammy, Stephanie did 3 out of 5. Tammy, happy birthday to Jenna Dewan Tatum, who is the ex-wife of her Step Up co-star. Who is he?
Channing Tatum.
Man, she's a beautiful woman.
He's a beautiful man.
Yeah, I know, but she's a beautiful woman. It's one-to-one. Gwen Stefani says she wouldn't be who she was today if not for the song Don't Speak. What band was Gwen the lead singer for who did that song?
No Doubt.
That is right. Did a deep dive on some No Doubt vids last night while writing the college.
Nice.
It's 2-2. Today, Brenda Lee recorded Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree when she was just 13 years old. Finished the lyric to the song. Later, we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some blank.
Caroling.
Caroling. Stephanie couldn't come up with the tune, probably because I did not sing it. Yeah. I spoke it. It's 3-2, Tammy. Elton John says he has lost his sight following an eye infection earlier this year. What was the name of the 2019 musical biopic about the life of Elton John?
Rocket Man.
So is Elton John blind?
Well, it may come back. He got an infection. His other eye, I guess, was already going bad. So I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, I'm just very concerned about the fact that it just kind of like slipped under the rug that Elton John is, oh, by the way, blind now. 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Amanda Seyfried turned 38 yesterday. What was the name of the 2009 film that Seyfried was in with Megan Fox? Fox plays a demonically possessed high school student who kills her male classmates and devours their flesh in order to survive.
Oh.
While her bookworm best friend Anita, played by Seyfried, must find a way to end her killing spree.
Wow, I kind of remember the movie, but for the life of me, I can't remember.
It's called Jennifer's Body. It's actually a really strong movie, and Megan Fox is actually spectacular in it. All right, Stephanie, today Tammy beat you by a score of 4-3, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we do have a great prize for you.
We do. You now have 4 one-day, one-park tickets for the Disneyland Resort.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Stephanie, enjoy that. Enjoy your day at school today before you leave, unfortunately. This is going to be hard for a teacher to say. I've got some things I need you to say.
I'm Stephanie in Bakersfield, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. Greg's joining us. Greg.
Good morning.
Buddy, I feel we should be burying our heads in the sand.
Why? Are you talking fantasy football?
Oh, okay, good. I was a little concerned what was going on between the two of you.
I can see it. I can see it in his eyes.
Tammy, pretend you care about this conversation for just 1 second.
And everyone else, too, please.
Oh, you know what? Let's just see. I'll just think about, I don't know, maybe Ryan Reynolds or Matthew McConaughey.
But while you do that, I will do a little backstory here. Years ago, Greg and I, as if they were doing us a favor, were asked by the sports station down the hall if we would join their fantasy league.
Sure, fantasy football league, I get it.
The league in which Tony Gwynn Jr. is our commissioner.
And John's best friend, did you know that?
San Diego baseball royalty, just throwing it out there.
And he's your best friend.
You show him the respect he deserves, please. Thank you. You call him Mr. Gwynn. Anyway, what I'm saying is while we were at the draft in person, we overheard somebody say, we're not going to let the country cowboys beat us.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm. And we took that very personally.
Oh, yeah. I would. First of all, it's making it sound like it's a negative, like looking down on you.
It doesn't make it sound. They were looking down on us. Right. So here's the deal. Greg and I decided to make that league our you-know-what. And we are two of the most successful teams to this
day
league.
Year after year.
Always in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Always either winning it or in the playoffs getting money. We've owned this league.
I haven't really cared about any of this until you said that they made that country cowboys derogatory.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now I'm having an issue with it, and I'm glad you're kicking their butts.
How could anyone else understand sports in the building?
Unfortunately, that's where the bragging has to stop. Because we are also in a national fantasy football league made up of only air personalities across the country. Winner takes all. Money goes to charity. Greg and I are the two worst teams in this league. We are, it's not even close. It's at brutal. Least Greg has 4 wins.
Yeah. I'm surprised I even have that many.
I got 1.
Yeah.
I have 1.
That's not good.
I have a 1-12 record. I've not won a game in 10 weeks.
So on one hand, you guys are big winners. And on the other hand, you're big losers. So, you're like Nashville. The Bars, winners and losers.
Winners
they're
and
right
losers.
Across the street
yeah.
from each other. Winners, losers, they're both good, right?
Yeah,
they're both good.
In this case, that's not the case.
No.
In this case, we're horrible.
Oh.
So, I don't know.
I'm trying to find a positive
I know.
Here.
You always do, Tammy. Love you for that, but there's no positive here. Although there is. Mm-hmm. I'm positive that we suck in this league.
I'm really sorry to the both of you.
I got 1 win. I got 1 win.
Oh,
I got this
guys.
Many.
Better luck next year.
The hardest ticket to get in Southern California right now, no lie, is our KSON Country Christmas show at Front Wave Arena this Saturday featuring Megan Maroney and Tucker Wetmore and Tyler Braden. Hard ticket to get, almost impossible.
Also, our very own Morgan Lee Band will be opening the show, which I'm very excited about.
Correct.
You can score a pair of tickets, not just tickets, but pit passes today with Chemo from 3 until 5. He's going to be at Rockin' Baja Lobster Coastal Cantina in Old Town.
This is a huge prize because, again, very hot commodity for these tickets, and then you're going to be in the pit. The show is sold out. You'll be there. Go see Chemo. Happy hour, 3 to 5 at Rockin' Baja Lobster Coastal Cantina in Old Town. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.